Reverend Michael.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Morning, everyone. Please join me in prayer. Infinite Spirit, Mother, Father, God, we ask to be filled with your light today as we come together as a community. We ask that our guides and loved ones draw close to us so we may experience the beauty of spirit communication. We ask that our hearts and minds are open to the bounty of beauty offered by spirit and offered by God. Amen. All right, we're going to begin with a short meditation. So you can keep your camera on or off. I'll probably turn mine off so I'm not self-conscious while I'm meditating. But please make yourself comfortable. Or you can look at this beautiful picture that Laura has provided. I might have to do that. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes if you like. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, just let go of everything that you don't need in this moment. Take another deep breath. And release. And one more intentional deep breath. And let go. As you meditate, know that your breath is doing wonders for you. With each out breath, you'll release more and more tension, energy that you don't need, and relax into the present moment. Begin the meditation. I'd like you to picture a beautiful white light in the center of your heart. And with each breath, allow that light to grow brighter and bigger and stronger. Feel it as it fills your torso. Let it fill all the way up to the top of your head, down to the bottoms of your feet. Relax into this beautiful white light and let it do its work. Allow it to flow through every cell of your being, purifying as it goes. And now allow that light to go beyond the confines of your body and fill the room you're in. Let this beautiful light centered in your heart fill that space. And at this time, feel free to send this light to anyone you think could use it. Someone in need of healing, someone going through challenges, or just someone you'd like to share this light with. Send it out. Right. Now that we've shared this beautiful light and it's filled our space and it's filled our entire being, feel free to make the intention to keep connected to this light for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week. Know that this beautiful light, this beautiful energy rests and can be found in our heart at any time. So be it. So if you could come back to the room, open your eyes, wiggle your toes. Oh, there we are. All right, we're all centered and ready to go. So it is now my honor to introduce our beautiful speaker for today, Reverend Dr. Adara. Reverend Adara comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where she teaches Reiki, energy and muscle testing, trance and development classes, healing, and she's an all-around beauty of a person. And I am excited to hear her talk today. She's going to be talking about how to stay positive in a negative world. So we'll prepare for her talk with the song At the Table, written and performed by Laura Stack.
At the table, come as you are, bring to the table your life and love. Put on the table your wounded heart, heal the laughter when you miss love. There is love, love. Come here. There is no sleep, no sleep. All's well right here. Beneath the table, there's broken glass. Piece by piece, you enter a deeper path. Yet at the table, you are whole, loved without conditions. Illumined soul, there is love here at the table. All are welcome here. There is no fear, no fear, nothing to fear. No, all is well right here. All is well right here. There is love here at the table. Off to you, my friend, Reverend Dr. Adara.
Well, that's one of my originals by the, as I call, musical, mystical mage. That is what Laura is to me right now. All right. So let me get started because I have the spirit has a lot to say. So I have a lot with me. I'm trying to keep them off me right now because I was given this sermon. I was given this talk. Those of you who don't have paper, I don't care if you get a paper towel, get a napkin, get a paper towel. This is a teaching today. Get your paper, get your pen, something. I'm going to ask in the name of Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ, in honor of all your Christ consciousness, move these lips of clay aside and only render to your people what you would have them hear this morning. And the talk again, how to stay positive in a negative world. Notice I did not say how to be positive. They said, all of you on this call, you're spiritual. And spiritual people have to have a foot in both worlds. That's what happens. Jesus said it. I'm not going to give you this scripture, but I'm coming. You're going to have to write down at least eight scriptures. They told me I have to be biblical scriptural this morning. So we are going to go on this roller coaster. If you don't get it, I'm going to repeat them twice, and that's it. But how to stay positive in a negative world? Because God's people have to start on a positive foot. If you're spiritual, spiritual. Because you were created in that image. Created in the image. So the first one, number one, and there's going to be 8 points, how to stay positive, because it's assuming you have to start. You're going to be positive. You're coming into that. Number one, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Some of these I'll read half of them. I don't have time to go through them. This one I'm going to read, Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Number one, how to stay positive. Pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There are no exceptions to that. Spirit world does not care that you're labeling good, bad. This happened to me. Oh, and you disconnect. Get your connection back. When it says pray without ceasing, folks, that doesn't mean you have to go in the closet. There's other scriptures. Yes, it says pray in silence. This is go in the closet if it's a bunch of people. If it's not, you pray while you're walking. When you're talking with someone on the phone and they're in trouble, you pray silently. Pray without ceasing. That means, without stopping. So, you don't have to get on your knees. You don't have to prostrate. You don't have to get in front of your altar. Okay, so I got two altars in two rooms. I know what to do, but that's when I'm doing serious kind of stuff. Pray without ceasing. I'm praying for myself. I'm praying for my neighbors. I'm praying for the friends, the person that just pissed me off. Y'all laughing. I want to see some smiles and laugh today because my spirit guides, they are rubber to the road. Okay? And my head is in the sky, but my feet are on the ground, is one of my teachers, Philip Bursey. Head in the sky, all my guidance, all my teaching, spirit is my life. And that's what you pray unceasingly. Don't be saying, oh, because I'm weak and I'm this and I'm messed up. We all messed up in some kind of way, okay? Accept your weaknesses, accept your foibles, accept whatever it is. You're going to be imperfect till you cross over. Accept yourself and love yourself. Pray without ceasing and thank you for my good times. Thank you for the bad times. The show, good times. Well, there's bad times. And we all hit the wall. We all hit a barrier. We all hit something. Thank anyway. It's the will, not your will be done. It says, my will be done. Thy will, not my will be done. And so in everything, that's the will of God Christ Jesus concerning you. So pray, Thessalonians 5, 17, 18. Second, number two, surround yourself with positive people. Now, I'm not going to read that one. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Got that? Proverbs 13, verse 20. Surround yourself with positive people. My friends are positive, but let me tell you, when they go negative, when they go this, they know I try to lift them up. And when they see me getting sour, getting edgy, because I'm human too. I am human. However, I am spirit. Watch the words that you use, folks. So this wasn't here, but they just told me. Eminem, monitor and manage your speaking. Monitor and manage your thoughts. They just gave me that one. So surround yourself with positive people. When they drop in their management, pull their coattail. Do you know what you just said? Do you know what you just put in that energy field? Did you know what you just put out in the world? Retract it. Get them dance cards with them two sisters I like, CeCe and DeeDee. Cancel, clear, delete any negative thoughts you have, anything like, where did that come from? Do not let your ego and brain try to analyze where it came from. Just stop it. You don't go through a stop sign, at least I hope most of you don't. When you get to a stop sign, you stop. So wherever it came from, I clear it, I cancel, I delete, and then download. Use the KISS principle. That's mine. Even with this, keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it simple. Download something short, download something sweet, download something positive, but surround yourself with positive people. We all go in and out of balance. Me, you, all of us. But as spiritual people, that image within you, that energy within you, that light within you has to pull you up so you stay positive. Don't try to be it, stay it. Number three, avoid negative habits. Now, this one I got to read. Okay, avoid negative habits. And I got to go to Romans. So let me get there. Thank you very much, Holy Spirit. They gotta keep me on track. Okay, avoid negative habits. Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2 reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." It didn't say your brain, where the left and right hemispheres are, and where the ego is, your mind. I don't have time to teach this. Your mind really is outside of the brain. But be ye transformed, changed, moved, transmute that negative energy, those thoughts, by the renewing of your mind, that you, it says ye, but who cares? That means you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, Source, Creator, Almighty I Am Present. It didn't say your will. Again, Romans 12, verse 2. The good, acceptable will of God. You're going to fall short. So what? That's the way of the world. That's the negativity part. And I don't have time. We know what negativity is. You have something happen, you know, at work. You have something happen that's legal. Somebody has that. I'll speak to that because that keeps coming up. Whatever it is, you have to move it. Number four. Number four, Romans 8. Verse 37, Romans 8, verse 37. Number four, develop a morning routine. I said morning. Now, if you miss it and forget it, do it in the afternoon. Just do it like Nike, be the commercial. Just do it. Have a routine on reciting positive affirmations in your life. And then read them affirmations, share them with somebody, read them into somebody else's life. Okay? Develop a morning routine on reducing, excuse me, reciting positive affirmations. I don't care if you call it a mantra. I don't care what you call it. I don't care if you get a book. Make sure they're short, sweet, and positive. And if you have to, download them. Download means you go into a meditation. I'll talk about that later. And you ask the Holy Spirit. You ask your guides. You ask the angels. You ask the Chohans. You ask the ascended masters. You ask your teachers, you ask your ancestors, send me something short, sweet, and positive. If it's not, dismiss that God, that spirit. If they didn't give you something positive, did you hear what I said? Just like you got low-level people in this life with vibrations and frequencies, you got low-level spirits and energies too. Yes, you do. As above, so below. Okay? And so below, as above. If they ain't giving you the right kind of messages, dismiss them. Everybody get that scripture? Number five, laugh it off. Now, it might sound nuts. Really, laugh it off. I had something so serious years ago, and I had to take it to my pastor, the Monsignor, because you know he's here, key, as he would say. He's here. But he said, "I don't care what happens to you. Bring it, surrender everything. Bring it to Source. Bring it to God." So I had to take some of this. It's been one of the worst things, negative things that ever happened to me. But I had to laugh it off before it was over. And because I followed instructions from the Holy Spirit that came through him, it went away. And I said, oh my goodness, did I have to do some things? Yes, but I followed the obedience. So you have to laugh it off. It does sound nuts, but stay positive, for guess what? It too shall pass. So what am I coming out? And I'm going to go find it. James 1. James 1, verse 4 and 5. You have to have patience with your issues, folks. And we are a pop pill society. We want everything right here, right now, tomorrow, the next 2 weeks. We can't be patient about the next job. We can't be patient about the next contract. We can't be patient about getting something done that we want done. All of us are like that. That's part of the human emotion that really lends itself. Watch it. The dark side plays on it. Don't play into that. The issue may be there, but you do what? Manage it and monitor what you say to it, the energy you give to it. So I gotta go find James. So let's see if I can hurry up and get to that. If not, I just know you have to have, that was the other thing. You have to have patience and ask for wisdom. Let me see. I gotta find my James if I can get to it. If not, then I'll just go because I'm getting all 8 points of these in. Okay, wait a minute. I think I just got there. So thank you. Thank you, Spirit. All right. James 1 again, verses 4 and 5. And I said, have patience. It says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye, you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Okay? Be patient. And guess what? That's where the one I gave you earlier, pray. Pray ceasing, unceasingly. Because when you have patience, when you're getting impatient, start praying. Ask the Holy Spirit, ask your guides to intercede and give you the patience. Number five, and if any of you lack wisdom, that's what it says. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. That means freely. They're going to give it. Unbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But some of y'all are impatient. Have the patience to wait upon the Holy Spirit, to wait for them. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. It does say pray unceasingly, but my spirit guide said, we heard you the first time and the second. When you start praying the same thing over and over and over, day and day and day, and I've had some people go to mass, one of my clients, been praying for the same thing 3 years. I said, do you understand? They are laughing at you because you don't even have the faith to think you were heard. Well, no, she did because she thought, and that's the ego. You got to have that faith. So that's James. Now, have the patience, ask for the wisdom. Didn't say judgment. Judgment's of man. Wisdom is a gift. Okay? From the Holy Spirit. Find it in Corinthians. I'm not going to cite that, but go get some wisdom for you trying to use all your brains. Stop thinking, folks. Stop. And I mean that. Stop thinking. Get the wisdom, direct revelation, and start trusting what you get. You ain't got to get all this interpretation from every Tom, Dick, and Harry priest, this and that. You are spiritual. It's within you. All you have to do is practice, have patience, and keep going. That was number five. Number six, prayer. I'm back to prayer again. This is number six. Prayer is simply it is. It's talking to God, talking to source. And as you know, prayer does change things. Otherwise, why did y'all put anything in the chat box? You expect those prayers to get answered and fulfilled, but you got to take your hands off of it, folks. When you surrender, that doesn't mean just give up. Surrender means let go, release, and then have the patience to wait for it. And if you can't figure out what the message meant, ask for the wisdom. Go back into prayer. It's going to be given to you in divine time. Y'all got that? Everybody get that? All right, I'm off of James. That was number six, prayer. Now, I didn't give you that because prayer changes things. That's Ephesians 6, verses 16 through 18. That's why I don't have time to read that. That's three of them. I got two more, okay? But that's it. Pray, pray, pray. Prayer is supplication, but don't beg, folks. I was going to leave it, and Spirit said, nope. Tell my people again, don't be begging. Don't feel you got to get on them knees. Now, if spirit brings you to your knees in a holy moment and you just know that you just got pushed there, that's something. But don't decide they got to hear me because I got to get on my knees. I got to get. No, oftentimes I run and stand in front of my altar, throw my hands up and say, "Hear me. Y'all know what I'm going through. Tell me what to do." And then I wait. Now, you ain't going to see that in a book nowhere as a process. Because it's too simple. Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it simple. All right, moving on. Number seven. And I got this one, so I'm going to go find this one. This is, I do believe I am in, I have to find it. I think I'm in Isaiah. Meditate. And I do want to say that. How to stay positive in a negative world. Meditate. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3, and I'm going to read it. Thou wilt, matter of fact, let's do 3 and 4. Verse Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. That means God's source will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And you know, I got a teaching on trust. Don't have time to do it today. To rely upon spirit totally. TRUST. To rely upon spirit totally. Thou wilt keep him, that's three, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And four, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So you feeling weak, you feeling down, you feeling depressed, you feeling sad. How you gonna stay positive? Acknowledge that it's there. You have an emotional body. Y'all got nine subtle bodies. If you want to see them, go to Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan. Nine subtle bodies. Most of y'all can't even fix what's going on in the physical and the etheric double. Okay. And I know that. Yeah, laugh about it because we do. That's we gotta do that, but you can't fix it alone. So trust. To rely upon spirit totally, and let's do the other one while I'm there. Can't teach on it. And I only got a couple more minutes and then I'm done. Total reliance upon spirit's timing. Y'all got that? TRUST. Total reliance upon spirit's timing. And that they said, take them back to what you just talked about earlier. Didn't we talk about patience? Didn't we talk about ask for wisdom? God's timing. All right. So meditate. The two words I want you to put for meditate, because I'm going to do a workshop on it. Not properly, but maybe for camp, we'll see. But it's going to be a 2-hour workshop. Meditate. Listen and silence. Same six letters. Shut up. Shut the monkey mind up. It likes to talk. It likes to move. Oh, you think mine? You see how fast I talk? You see how much I'm giving you? What do you think is doing that? But I can't think. This is Holy Spirit when I move like this. Because thinking tries to get you to slow down and analyze what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna say. I gotta prepare this talk. I even gotta, I don't know what to say, my friend on the phone. Hey, be authentic. Be your authentic self. When you got a good close friend, you can say anything. You can apologize for your tone. I've had to do it. Apologize for what you said. Re-explain what it is. I just say when you mess up, fess up. And then go to spirit and ask them what it is to clean it up. Y'all got that? You mess up, you fess up, you clean it up. But you don't think at your level. You go right back, you go into meditation. Okay? And that's what, and then you trust, start trusting what you get. If you mess up, you fail, so what? Nothing beats failure like another try. Get up again. Over and over and over. And the last one, number eight. I'll do a teaching on this later. Just be who you are. Don't try to be someone else. Now, you may have to apologize, like me and my students who are here and my friends know. I do have to apologize for my behavior sometimes and what comes out of my mouth. Okay. But I'll apologize. And you've heard me say over and over, if you don't forgive me, I know who will. Because they love me with my imperfections, and your best friends will. Yes, they love you the way you are. So be who you are. First Corinthians, that's First Corinthians verses 13 and 14. And I can't believe they let me get to it. Okay. First Corinthians verses 13 and 14, and it reads as follows: Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men. That means don't be like everybody else. You know, be in the world, not of it. That's what Jesus said. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. And 14, let all things be done with charity. Now, I don't want y'all trying to fix and say, well, who can I decide and make a decision because I have to feel worthy. No, that charity and service comes from your heart. You be in your heart when you have to serve, when you have to do things with charity. So when you want to buy your friend, my girlfriend does a cinnamon bun, a brownie, something to sweeten you up and make you happy, let them. And when you feel like doing it, the smallest act, then that's fine. So with that, I hope I have blessed you with this. I have one last thing in closing to read. So how to stay positive in the negative world? Practice gratitude. Surround yourself with positive people. Develop that morning routine. Recite positive affirmations mantra. Laugh it off. Okay, you're gonna mess up, but stay positive. Prayer. Pray. Meditate. Be who you are. Be your authentic self. Those are my 8 points. I'm going to read this and I am done. Put a fork in me. I may have gone a little longer. So what that I gave you, what the Holy Spirit and my guide said to give you this morning, and you got it. So ending, this was found in the old, what I call the old St. Paul's Church in Baltimore. This is dated 1692, and I know you've heard it. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him, her to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep pace with your soul, with all of the sham, the drudgery, and broken dreams. It's still a beautiful world. Namaste, Ashe, Amen, and thank you, and go in peace.
Well, thank you, Reverend Adara, for those beautiful words. I love when you can walk away with tools to use and lots to think about. I think we have a lot that we can apply this week, this month, for a very long time. Because staying positive in a negative world, it's an important thing that we do and pay attention to and give focus to. So thank you again for the all that information. That was wonderful. All right. At this time, we'll now end our recording and move into the second half of our service.